This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A spokesperson for the World Health Organization says there is mounting anxiety over the spread of the coronavirus after a spike in cases in some nations outside China, but says China's disease containment effort is proving to be effective.
The data from China continue to show a decline in new cases, which shows that the strategy of containment is having an impact in China.
South Korea reports over 800 infections in the past week. VOA's Bill Gallo has more from Seoul.
The center of South Korea's coronavirus outbreak is the southeastern city of Daegu, where authorities urged residents to stay home. Many businesses closed. On Monday, at a large department store that did open, a long line of customers snaked around the building. They're trying to buy face masks, which in some cases have shot up in price. Masks and other emergency supplies have sold out of many stores in Seoul, which has reported a smaller surge in infections. One resident in Seoul's Jongno district says she stockpiled face masks and says she's looking to buy hand sanitizer. She says she thinks the outbreak will last a long time. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
And Iranian officials say a staggering 50 people have died from the new coronavirus this month. AP's Charles de la Desma has more.
The new death toll is significantly higher than the latest number of nationwide confirmed cases of infections that Iranian officials had announced earlier, just over 10 out of nearly 50 cases. By way of explanation, the health ministry says lawmakers have no access to coronavirus statistics and could be mixing figures on deaths related to other diseases like the flu with the new virus. Still, the number of deaths compared to the number of confirmed infections from the virus is higher in Iran than in any other country, including China and South Korea, where the outbreak is far more widespread. I'm Charles de la Desma.
This is VOA News. The Trump administration is putting together an urgent budget request to deal with the coronavirus outbreak. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The administration's already tapped into an emergency infectious disease rapid response fund and looked to transfer money from other accounts to fight the virus. A senior administration official says the White House will likely request more money this week. And while spokesman Hogan Gidley would not confirm that.
We have aggressively worked to combat the spread of this virus, tried to prevent it as best we could from coming into this country.
House Democrats want the Health and Human Services Department to request money for speeding vaccine development, boosting lab capacity, and beefing up entry point screenings, though the White House is unlikely to approve all the money the department wants. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is wrapping up his first official state visit to India. At a rally in a huge cricket stadium, President Trump announced India would soon buy $3 billion of American military equipment. And he said the U.S. is working with India's neighbor, Pakistan, to crack down on militants operating on the Pakistani border. The head of Libya's internationally recognized government has criticized the international community for not supporting the Libyan people and Government of National Accord, who are under attack by rebel forces. He spoke at the opening of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, from where Lisa Schlein has this report.
The president of the Presidency Council of the Government of National Accord of Libya, Fayez Mustafa Sarraj, quickly departed from diplomatic niceties to complain about the lack of UN and international support for his beleaguered government. He condemned the assault on the capital, Tripoli, by rebel commander Khalifa Haftar, whom he branded a war criminal. He said Haftar's military offensive, which began April 2019, has killed thousands of people and displaced hundreds of thousands. Sarraj said civilians, airports, hospitals, and infrastructure have been targeted. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Islamic Jihad militant group in the Gaza Strip announced a unilateral ceasefire Monday evening to end 2 days of heavy fighting with Israel. In a statement, the Iranian-backed group said it had completed its retaliation for Israel's killing of three members, but said it would respond to any further Israeli aggression. There was no immediate Israeli comment. German authorities say they've arrested the man who drove a car into a crowd at a carnival parade Monday. Police say several people are injured, including children. A German newspaper reports an official at the state ministry won't rule out the incident was an attack. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.